Vielen Dank. Machen wir diese Interview auf Deutsch oder auf Englisch?
Ich habe auf Englisch.
In Englisch, okay. Well.
I can try.
I will try. Try to switch in English. Thank you for this radio piece. I call it radio piece as we are in condition to make a radio show, but not a concert. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
What's your feeling right now?
Oh, great.
Frauke, no feeling.
I don't know. How do you feel about our concert?
I think this is a very lovely place, and the atmosphere makes it intense to play here in a positive way.
So you've been here in a sort of a small residence here, but I guess your concert was already planned. Did you work here a bit, or did you have the opportunity to work? Or
yes, we had a little rehearsal yesterday, and
rehearsal. Sounds like a
not
bit
rehearsal, not really rehearsal.
Okay.
No, normally we start to talk about our thoughts. This is our rehearsal in regular.
About your salt.
Mm-hmm. Thoughts.
Thoughts. Thoughts. Okay. Sorry for
what we keep in mind. Yeah.
Okay. Basic question. Who are Anja and Frauke?
I don't know.
People from.
We are artists from Düsseldorf. I'm a visual artist and a sound artist. And Anja?
I'm a musician on one hand, and on the other hand, I'm a sound artist as well. Yes. Anyway.
From my personal opinion, it's quite funny because we have two tables in front of one, in front of the other, with almost a similar organization, pool mixer, and many sort of improvised instrument, also a bit of technology, but not too much. Can we have maybe a few descriptions for the people that heard the concert? Or?
Yes. On one hand, we have a loop station, and but I use it as more as a it's a sound diary. So I record a lot of things on my way as a musician, and all these sounds are here on my loop station, and I use it for my.
So you first proceed to recordings?
Yes.
Okay, so we are.
It's not, I don't use it as a live loop station, but more than a bibliothek or something like that.
An archive.
Archive, yes, an archive, sound archive, a personal sound archive.
But you also have sort of a DIY instrument?
Yes, yeah. One, two. Yeah, really.
Three?
Okay. Yeah, and little synthesizers and, different things. And a little instrument from Armenia. I played it at the end of the piece, a little melody instrument we bought in Armenia when we went to this place 2 years ago. Yeah. So different stuff.
Where did you meet? First question. It looks like I don't know how to say it in English, but it looks like a sort of a Spielplatz.
Yeah.
I don't know if you really exactly precisely know what you're going to play together, because it's sort of it's not a composed.
No, we don't know what we will play, but of course we have made our experience together, so we know us very well since a long time, and I know which kind of sound aesthetic Anja have on her table. So in this case it's a little bit familiar, but on the other hand, we don't know what we will play in the moment. And today, and this evening, it's different than the other evenings, because we were traveling with smaller luggage. Normally, we have more stuff on our table. And
I cannot confirm that, because you really came with a very huge, big luggages. Yeah. So usually you come with four instead of two?
With a car, with a truck. With a truck.
El KW of Deutsch.
Yeah, yeah, in my studio, for example, we have a small marimba, we have a small piano, we have
Marimba, there is one, no?
Yeah, but small we have one. It also in classical analog, analog marimba. And a lot of daily stuff. And when we play in our studio, we are always improvising with everything we could find and what's coming along our way. Yeah.
That's true.
It reminds me of Snoop Doggy Dogg song, but there's nothing to do with what we are discussing now. So. When did you meet? How did you meet? Did you meet at school? Did you meet in a party? Did you meet in a park? Did you meet?
I don't know. I think wann haben wir uns getroffen?
I have heard Anya playing her flute in a performance, and it was so fantastic and so great that I felt in love with her sound.
And flute?
Yes, with her flute. And I asked her if she could imagine to work with me. Yeah, it was a big thing.
So we didn't have the chance to hear Anya's flute because maybe it's more expensive. Maybe that's the reason. Yeah. I don't know.
For sure. It's more expensive.
So yeah. We're going to ask her.
Talking about money, yes.
No, we're going to ask the audience if they can send some money through PayPal or something like this. But, I had a question, but I had a few questions more. But I saw you. We met in Global Forest. Mm-hmm. You were doing workshops with kids.
Yeah, that's true.
It was very funny because you were like building instruments, trying to use small microphones with DIY instruments. Is that something you do a lot? You used to do?
I think instruments we create in this time. It was more the idea of my partner, who was partner of this project, Achim.
Achim Zeppetzauer.
Yes, he did most of the stuff. But for me, it was my idea was to build up a sort of orchestra with all these kids, and to improvise and found sounds and with daily objects, and that was my part, to improvise, to find a form to play together as an orchestra. Yeah.
Is that something you do? Used to do, or maybe?
Yeah, sometimes. Well, we did some workshops already together, or I on my own. But normally I'm a classical flute player, and so I'm a teacher at a music school, okay. And I have a lot of.
Is that what you teach at school? Or?
Yeah. I'm a flute teacher originally, classical and jazz improvising.
And maybe today you teach also electroacoustic or no?
Most of the young people, they're not so interested in improvising and experimental sounds. So for me, it was a good time to be Global Forest workshop, because there were a lot of young people who were interested in experiment sound and improvising. Yes, yeah.
And you, Froke, you remind me, because I have a real lack of memory, but you remind me that you already played on Pinot. Couple of years with well-known people on Pinot, like Knut Offerman, Sarah Washington, maybe Dinah Byrd also.
Yeah.
So you took part to a sort of a stream delay Larsen loop.
Yes.
With all these bands, I think you were a lot of people, maybe eight people.
Yeah,
maybe
we were a lot.
Eight
of
to
people.
Ten.
Yeah, and they grow. In the beginning, they were maybe six, seven, and at least I think nearly 20.
20 people.
Yeah, I think that one of the last. But 20, I think Sarah said it's a little bit too much.
Too much.
Yeah, but it was a really great experience, because it was when Corona.
Time.
In the Corona time, and it was a fantastic opportunity to play with people all over the world and to improvise, and it was a special situation, because I felt very private and free in my own home to play with the people. And yeah, das war schon. And it was launched by P-Note, yes.
And you both are musicians, and you are used to play concerts. What means radio for you? Because when you were invited here, the issue was like, it's not really possible to play a concert, but let's imagine sort of radio play or radio work or radio concert. What does that mean for you? Is there a difference for you between standard concert and playing for a radio with maybe a small audience here in situ?
Of course it's a difference, but on the other hand, it's because we don't fit into a classical, it's not true. For me, it meant a lot for me because I've worked for the radio also with artists and friends. And with Anya also, we have played in Glasgow for Radiophrenia, for example.
Festival.
And I think it's always a special and beautiful situation to play live for the radio.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Same.
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 Exactly. Yeah.
I think you're in sort. I don't know how to translate it. You're in osmose.
Oh, nein.
Huh? Nein.
Was? Ob wir Osmose.
Das Osmose. Osmose auf Deutsch, in German, in English.
Meinst du Symbiose vielleicht?
Symbiose, eher. Osmose.
So Osmose ist, glaube ich, wenn wir so ineinander fließen.
Fusion, sort of fusion.
It's more, I think you mean Symbiose.
Symbiose, but we have this
osmose,
word Osmose.
It's more, so wenn man so ineinander fließt. So. Das habe ich. Ja, es sind so Zellen, die sich dann. Ja gut, vielleicht ist es auch Osmose.
No. She speaks German.
Yeah, sorry, I'm so sorry. But Osmose in English.
Yeah, but I think it's right.
We are very close. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, maybe my last question, and then you will say anything you want. But when you were doing the rehearsal this afternoon, and I said, it's funny because it sounds a bit like. Not techno, but club music sometimes. Not always, maybe, but there's a sound, German sound, maybe. And, is that something you're really proud of it? You have the feeling of it, or definitely not?
No, I think this is something new for us because we more into noise, into if you want classical noise. We make really. In regular, when we're on stage, we have a time slot where we get really in a hardcore noise situation. And the things with the technoid sounds, we have tried it in Armenia when we had our residency there, and we recognize that it's a lot of fun to play.
More like a little electronic kind of club chamber beat. Chamber, yes. Orchestra. Yeah.
But it's not usual for us. I would say it's not so.
Okay, now I'm gonna jump into something very dangerous, but I know you can sing. Yeah. Vackelback. No, I don't remember. I need help.
I can't remember even.
You can't remember.
I'm out.
I would like to hear you singing, just because I'm used to ask the people if they can sing. So.
Ob wir hier bitte schön etwas singen wollen.
Wie wackel.
Ach so. Oh ja, no problem.
Ah, but voilà, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for
yes. Ich bin ein kleiner Schmetterling. Flatter, flatter, flatter. It's Team Scheiße.
Team Scheiße.
It's Team Scheiße. Okay. Das war's jetzt schon, ne?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, it's very short.
Yeah, short but... Knackig. Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Short version, yeah.
I won't disturb you anymore. Do you want to say anything more?
Oh yeah, thank you very much for the invitation.
Yes, thank you. And you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, boy. Yes. Yeah. I thought you would be talking about my haircut. I was afraid.
The haircut is also beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. That will help me to do more radio in life because I wanted to stop, but thank you.
Don't stop. Please don't stop.
Thank you very much. Anya and Falke.
You're welcome.
And now we'll have fun in Kunstrom Club. Maybe the cocktail bar will open. We'll have a few beer. Beer is not good for our health. I must say it at the radio. So thank you. And enjoy Mulhouse 1 or 2 days more. And have fun. Well, thank you for all the listeners. And we're not going to stop. We're going to play one more song of Litops. Thank you. I'm
Thank you.